Voices of Love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol.
Hi, I'm the teacher, and that's Roland Gibbs on drums. He drew my picture last week with gray hair. Me, with 11 grays. I gave hair coloring a second thought. I found out about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, doesn't change my natural color, and it's good for my hair. Loving Care covered my grays and made my hair softer and shinier. Gotta give the kid credit.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Daytrol. I compared labels. Daytrol has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrol can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrol. New from Bristol-Myers.
Good girl, Trudy. Thanks for meeting me.
I always like an early morning walk in the park, Tony.
Had breakfast?
Yes. Darn it.
I told you I'd buy your breakfast.
Oh, but you didn't call soon enough. I do early morning exercises. After that, I just barely crawl to the kitchen. Hey, don't you eat at home?
Home is a club. I lead a bachelor existence. Any other questions?
A million. I'll leave them all to Kate. Well, what can I do for you this morning, Tony?
You going to see Kate today?
Maybe.
He was pretty mad at me last night.
Well, why not? She'd been painting that apartment till 1 a.m. She'd had it.
Well, that's why I wanted to get her home. Away from that crazy hippie pal of hers.
Ah, that's where you went wrong. Jeff isn't crazy. He isn't a hippie and he isn't a pal. He's a problem.
Well, whatever. Kate doesn't need him.
Nobody does. That's why he's a problem. Is that all you wanted to see me about?
Oh, come off it, Trudy. Kate's got herself into a bigger mess than she knows. And I've got to be out of town for a few days.
Well, what should I do?
I wish to hell I knew. I had a crazy idea this morning that it might help if you had my phone number.
Okay.
Now, I'm not so sure. Trudy, I've never been indecisive in my life. I make a decision, that's it. Now, suddenly I don't know what to do next. Maybe the best thing I could do would be to get out of Kate's hair for a while. I'm 10 years older than she is. Maybe she likes hippie kids. Well, give you a rain check on breakfast, honey.
I'll take it.
Yes, Mr. Rawls.
Hasn't she come in yet?
Who?
Who? Kate, who? Who have I been waiting for?
Well, not yet. Oh, there's another call for you.
The same?
Oh, another one of the tenants.
I'm out. I'm busy. I'm dead. And send Kate in as soon as she comes in. God almighty. Try Tony Cushing again, will you? And don't take no. If he's out, find him. Yeah.
Good morning, Al. How are you?
Who's this? Tony. Tony, I've been trying to get you for the past half hour.
When are you going to learn to keep banker's hours, Al?
Bankers? That's what I need now. I'm going to sell this business, Tony. I'm going to give it away. I'm going to pay you to take it. So help me, I'm going to Florida and play the horses.
And lose another shirt.
When can I see you?
I'm going out of town.
I got to see you.
I'm booked all morning. But I'll be working out at the club at noon.
I'll be there.
Okay, in the steam room.
In the bar, you joker. Who can think in a steam room?
Look at it, Trudy. Doesn't it look great? Here, I'll pull up a shed.
Oh, it's terrific, Kate. Oh, golly, looks like a new apartment. Oh, you and Jeff did a terrific job.
That boy can work when he wants to. He fixed the hole in the kitchen floor, too. And he stopped the leak in the pipe.
Oh, beautiful.
I'm just sorry it ended the way it did.
Well, you got the job done.
I had no idea that Jeff would bring a bottle of wine with him.
Well, I don't think it was the wine that ticked him off.
I don't understand him, Trudy.
Oh, how can you understand any guy who drops out like that?
But, Trudy, there's such a sweetness in him.
Yeah, there is. If he'd stop fighting the whole world.
You know, he's like someone I knew a long time ago. And I don't want to cope with that again.
Well, he's not fighting you, Kate.
I know. I wonder what happened to the paint cans and rollers and things we used. Jeff brought the ladder, too.
Oh, Tony took care of all that after Jeff left it.
When?
Well, last night. After he sent you home, he came back. He got the super to stow them all downstairs. In case Jeff ever came back for them.
Oh, that was nice of him.
Yeah. Especially after Jeff had taken a swing at him. You know, Tony just quietly pushed him back and took care of everything. He even got that woman next door calmed down for a neat sum.
Oh, Tony can manage things all right. Even when nobody else can.
Well, don't knock it.
I'm not. But, Trudy, there comes a time
a time when you need a guy like that around.
You are on his side all right.
Well, at first I thought he was just a... Oh, you know, Kate, it's smoothie. Plenty and cool. But you know, that boy carries clout.
That's why he's been a success, I guess.
Well, is that bad? Oh, if there's one thing I respect, it's a man who can take over and run the show.
So long as you do it his way.
It might be a pleasure when you've been on your own as long as I have.
Now, I thought you didn't trust Tony.
Find me a man I could trust. What's that got to do with it?
Well, I trust him, Trudy. But I'm not going to be pushed around. Oh, I've got to get back to the office.
Oh, boy, me too. When does your tenant move in?
Late this afternoon.
Oh, boy.
I want to be here when she walks in with that baby and sees the place.
Oh, Kate, you should be. After all, this was your brainstorm.
Oh, my employer, Mr. Al Ross, left several messages. I'm to see him as soon as I get back. Want to guess why?
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Oceder angler broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Oceder Angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Oceder makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound. Oceder makes your life easier.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen.
Me.
And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
I haven't got this kind of time today, Al.
I've been sitting here 25 minutes.
Well, I told you. What do you have?
I've had. And I signed your name to the check.
What else? Ben, tomato juice with a raw egg in it, please.
Are you getting to be some kind of a health nut?
No, I just don't like flab.
Yeah, when you get to my age, you find it sort of comfortable. Keeps the draft out.
I'm catching a 3 o'clock plane. What's on your mind, Al?
My telephone.
Rip it out. You never liked it anyhow.
It hasn't stopped ringing this morning.
Business is good.
Tenants, Tony, tenants. 9 of them so far from 614 West Calvert. All saying, when am I going to paint their apartments?
Me. Tell them to talk to the landlord.
Yeah, he called too. One woman said there was a wild party in 3D. Hippies or something. And that's what Kate's paint job gets me.
Al, let's stop kidding each other. Kate Wakefield did the most decent thing I've seen in a long time. She went over to that crummy dump you got her to rent and painted it herself.
Yeah, and what about the hippies she took with her, huh? She works for me, and I don't like monkey business.
Do I look like a hippie?
You? Were you there?
You don't think I'd let her go over alone to work in an empty flat?
Oh, I don't get you, Tony. This isn't your style.
Well, maybe not, but I'm getting to like it. Take a look at the job she did and quit worrying.
Well, Mrs. McHale, what do you think of it?
I can't talk.
Well, don't. Just look around. I hope you like white paint.
Oh, when I was a little girl, I had a white bedroom. That's what I wanted for my baby. Before things got bad.
Have you heard from your husband?
He's coming tonight.
Oh. Here, let me take the baby, and you look around.
Oh, I don't have to. And if I did, I couldn't see. I'm going to make bright curtains and sweet covers and...
Oh, what a lovely baby. Oh, Mrs. McHale, look in the kitchen.
Oh, it's so clean. Oh, baby, baby. Give her to me.
There you are.
Oh, look, we're going to live here. Not just live here, baby. We're going to live here with Daddy and be so happy.
Faces of Love has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author Studio is brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. Say, did you know that a 1.5-ounce bottle of Ban Roll-On antiperspirant costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6-ounce sprays? Listen to this. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays will give you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. And tests have shown that Ban Roll-On will help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Ban Roll-On, so economical, yet so effective.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Final Net sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Final Net is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Final Net go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Final Net, the first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
Ladies, I am, as you surely know, the author of Vanity Fair. Now, I've called this chapter, with a bow to Mr. Shakespeare, All the World's a Stage, Rebecca's Stage. Has she not given a superlative performance for Captain Rawdon Crawley, an audience of one? Their first meeting was not in the presence of others. As she said to her maid, quoting Viennese,
"Too many pastry cooks spoil the meringue."
And what a meringue she has served. As the young guardsman approached the manor on his black stallion, he espied on the ground what first appeared to be a cluster of flowers. It was instead a flower of a girl in a flower dress, felled by the agony of a turned ankle. Turned ankle, as we know better. But agony, yes, from a question plaguing her mind.
Will Captain Crawley be taken with Miss Rebecca Shaw?
Oh, only a simpleton blind and deaf would not be captivated by such as she. Now, on Rawdon's thoroughbred, she rides held in the captain's arms. The convenience of this arrangement is evident, even to the stallion. He walks instead of gallops. Some 10 minutes ago, in the manor house, Giles, as ordered the night before, was waking Miss Crawley.
Miss Crawley? Miss Crawley? Tis time to be up and about, ma'am. Madam? Miss Crawley? Please, ma'am, you told me to waken you. You told me to waken you.
Don't let me off.
I can't be off. You said it was most important to waken
me. What are you doing here, Giles? How dare you waken me before I wake? Leave me at once.
But you told me to waken
don't
you.
Stand there goofing out, out.
Miss Crawley. Mr. Rawdon.
Rawdon? Oh, dear heaven. Has he fought another duel? Is he wounded? Is he dead? Oh, my darling boy, where is he? I must go to him.
Oh, yes, mammy. No, mammy. He's not.
The truth? The truth? Don't try to keep it from me.
He ain't fought no duel. He ain't wounded. He ain't dead. He's on his way here.
Oh, how could you let me think for one moment that my precious... Oh, he's arriving this morning at Queen's Crawley.
And you told me to waken you so you could meet him.
You might have said so sooner and spared me untold. Oh, dear, the sun's long risen. He'll be here. Oh, quickly, quickly, my dressing gown. I've not had him come with no one to greet him. My dressing gown.
I have it, ma'am.
Then help me into it.
I'll be helping.
Then don't be so clumsy.
I ain't.
Young woman, you may be allowed to speak rudely to Miss Pop, but not to me. Oh, no. I should never have removed my nightcap. Do something with my deplorable hair.
I ain't able whilst you move about.
To Miss Pop? Not to me.
Beg pardon. Oh, ma'am, look, far down the lane. Captain Rawdon, he's black horse.
Oh, and I'm not ready. Gal, why didn't you wake me?
Miss Crawley hastens to the terrace, dressing gown awry, hair streaming, is what she has left of it, for nothing will keep this doting auntie from her darling nephew, nor will anything keep her from the surprise he brings. She stands with Sir Pitt, peering down the lane, horse and rider still at a distance.
Oh, dear. I didn't have time to dress. I do look a fright.
You look splendid, old girl.
And if you must tell falsehoods, pray make up something believable. I look a ragtaggle old crone, and your lies won't change it.
You're a hard woman to please, Matilda.
Oh, that's neither here nor... Oh, I can see my darling quite well now.
Yeah.
Oh, why on earth is he riding so slow? He always comes at gallop with a great flourish.
Horse must be lame. Rawdon's got him at a walk.
The dear boy's carrying something. Luggage? Would he carry it?
Why ain't it strapped behind?
Not luggage. A present for his auntie, I'm certain of it.
It's a big one, that's what it is. Good God! It's Rebecca.
Rebecca? Where did he get Rebecca?
How should I know? She went for a walk and oh, bless my soul, look at her. She's hurt. She's fainted.
Does she walk every morning so early, Pip?
Don't never walk at all.
But this morning did. And now is quenched in Rawdon's arms.
Oh, dear me. I fear Miss Crawley did what Rawdon did not. She has seen straight through Rebecca's trifling scheme. What now? Ladies, linger to learn. Ah, what a pretty sight. Limp, fragile, pale. Oh, no. Becky couldn't achieve pallor. Limp, fragile, appealing. Becky lies on a chaise longue in the music room, her poor ankle being tenderly bandaged by Giles. Rawdon hovers. Sir Pitt hovers. Miss Crawley sits quietly smiling, saying naught of what she surely knows.
Feeling better, dear?
Brave, brave girl.
Stop twittering, Pitt. Do let her answer. feeling better, dear?
I'm all right, truly I am. I hardly hurt any. It's all a tempest in a teapot.
Surely not.
By Jove, not. Didn't I find you all in a heap, Miss Sharp?
What a terrifying sight, Warden.
Rather.
But I'm all right. I mean, how lucky I've got a twisted ankle, not a sprain at all.
Oh, very lucky.
You don't know, Miss Betty. It's swallowed. You're too damn brave.
It is in Sir Pitt, and I'm not.
Fair, Miss Becky. Tis wrapped all tidy.
Thank you, Giles, though you needn't have done.
Brave girl.
By George, she is. She is.
Oh, no, please, all of you. If you'd let me, I could stand on my foot perfectly well.
No, child, no. We can't be perfectly sure a bone isn't broken.
Bone? Broke? I'll send for Dr. Smollett.
No.
Yes.
I won't hear of it, Sir Pitt. I simply won't hear
hush,
of it.
Rebecca, hush. I'm in charge here, and for once, Pitt has had a useful, sensible idea.
Yes, jolly good.
Pitt, go at once and send for Dr. Smollett.
Yes, be brave, Miss Becky. Be right back.
Don't bother.
Miss, will I fetch a cloth with cold water to put round your head?
No, Giles, I didn't fall on my head.
Instead, fetch Puff-Puff, Giles. Poor little darling dog, so neglected.
He bites me, Miss Crawley.
Nonsense, Puff has much better manners. Go along.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, Warden, dear, I feel Miss Sharp is overtaxing herself being brave. I'm sure if a gentleman were not lurking about, she would be much more comfy and tell me the truth about her pain.
Oh.
I'm telling the truth, Miss Crawley.
Look here, I'll go see about a spot of tea.
Oh, you can ring for tea.
Do that, Warden. Go and see, that is.
Right.
Please. No one's even had breakfast.
No one's had early tea. We shall all welcome it, I'm sure.
Oh, no breakfast, no tea. It's all my fault.
Then you fell as if you could help it. One doesn't fall on purpose, does one?
Warden, what are you hanging about for?
Just going. Take very good care, Miss Sharp.
So, I got rid of the lot. Now, Rebecca, the truth.
I've been telling it over and over and... over.
Not quite, I think. I'm not easily fooled, Miss Sharp. We will have the truth now about your accident, your felicitous rescue by my nephew, and your extraordinary appearance in my nephew's arms.
The stage, Miss Crawley's stage, and this chapter, ladies, is not yet ended. Your uneasy servant, William Makepeace Thackeray. By Final Net, the non-aerosol hair mist that holds up longer than you do. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
Not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the little things in life. Brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Daytrol. I compared labels. Daytrol has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrol can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrol, new from Bristol-Myers.
If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, oh, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work.
the overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night. And while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
And the crowd is going wild. 20 seconds to go.
Honey, Greg, come here and see this. My gosh, it's the greatest football game I've ever seen. You're missing it.
Crowley fumbles. Now Jackson's got the ball. He laterals off to Petucci, and it's loose again. Rutkowski picks it up. Rutkowski has the ball.
Greg, will you come here and see this?
Jackson grabs Rutkowski, but Rutkowski slips by. He fumbles, but he's still got the ball.
The TV went off. Huh, for the love of Mike. Hey, Peg. Peg, what happened? The electricity went off.
Yes, I know.
Oh, the score was tied. Rutkowski was just streaking the field for a touchdown. Look, I'm going over to Fred's.
They're not home.
Evie and Fred are not home?
No, I think they went to his mother's for dinner.
Oh, well, I'll go over to Roy's.
Roy's in California on a business trip, and Jones in bed with a coach, and I'd appreciate your barge.
I don't care. I gotta see the end of this game. Only a few seconds left to play, and Rutkowski tearing down the field for a touchdown.
So, by the time you drive down to Jones and get her out of bed to unlock the door and explain what you want, the game will be over anyway.
Well, then I'll go over to Carl and Elaine.
Their TV doesn't work. Elaine took it in town today.
You mean Carl had to miss the game tonight?
I have no idea. He's probably at Kenny's watching on their set.
Kenny?
His son-in-law. Kenny and Mary Jo?
Oh, yeah. Where do they live?
Out in Valley Road, I think.
Somehow. I'll call. Maybe I can drive out there.
The game will be over.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely the greatest football I've ever seen. Rutkowski tearing down the field like a cannonball, and I miss it.
Sort of the end of the world, isn't it?
What?
You know, if I'd fallen down the stairs just now and broken my leg and called you, you'd have yelled, just a second, honey, just a second, he's making a touchdown.
What's the matter with you?
I think you and I have to have a summit meeting, as they say in high political circles.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Here was the end of the game, and this guy tearing down the field to score 6-6, and look, I'm going downstairs and see what's happened to that electricity. Where are the fuses?
Right in the basement, I suppose, in that box. Here, you better take my flashlight.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Boy, I tell you.
What are you worried about? There'll be a replay, and then some sportscaster will talk about the whole game, and then we'll get a replay again on the national news, and a replay again on the local news, and if we're awfully lucky, again on the 11 o'clock news.
Give me the flashlight. Now, let me check the fuse box.
I want to say something. Put that book down and listen to me.
Yes?
The master switch was thrown.
That's right. I knew you'd figure it out.
You did that deliberately.
That's right, and it gave me a marvelous sense of power. I could hear the announcer saying, there goes Rutkowski down the field. Nobody can stop him now. And I did. Can't believe your ears, can you?
No. No, I can't.
Now, you'll have to concede that it took a lot of courage on my part. And I want to say that I could not even plead temporary insanity, because I'll admit that the murder of that TV set has been planned for a long time. It was quite premeditated. I admit it openly and freely. You can tell that to the judge.
What judge?
Now, the judge that grants you your divorce, providing you pick one that's a fanatic football fan. All you have to say is, judge, she threw the master switch with 2 seconds to play, and Nazanski streaking down
Rutkowski.
The field. Streaking down the field. And the judge will pound his gavel, grant you the divorce, and put me in jail for 20 years.
You know, I don't think any of that is very funny at all.
I know you don't. I'll tell you something else, neither do I. You and I have been long overdue for a discussion of this.
Discussion of what? I like to watch football.
You like to watch football and baseball and basketball and hockey and golf and tennis.
Well, is that a crime?
Against marriage, yes. Now, I've had it, years of it. I know you like these sports things, but I think it is quite time we had some sort of a compromise, which is what marriage is anyway. Now, are you willing and ready to discuss it?
Now?
Oh, what's a better time than now?
I want to know if Rutkowski made that touchdown. Can I at least call one of my friends?
Call them. By all means, call them to put your mind at rest, and then I will stir it up again.
exactly right. In 1966, I was in a Miss Clairol commercial. Then it was, does she or doesn't she? Today, she still does. I love my hair. After 9 years, yes, 9 years of using Miss Clairol cream formula, it's in great condition. Terrific body, easy to manage, and if I have any gray, who knows?
Miss Clairol cream formula. It's the hair color professionals use. The best it can be, at any price. Look for Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant, proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
Well, I called Bill Owen. Rutkowski made the touchdown.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear it. Now I can sleep tonight.
Look, if you're going to be sarcastic, I hardly see any point in talking about anything.
All right, I'll try not to be sarcastic because I would like you to see my point of view.
Well, now, I'd like to see it too. I really would.
All right. Now, this has gone on for years, Bob, and I will tell you quite frankly that had I known you were such a sports nut, I honestly do not think I would have married you.
Now, sweetie, you knew I liked sports. I played football. I was on the track team.
Well, I thought you'd grow out of it after college. When we got married, television was coming into its own. I did not know that every Saturday afternoon, every Sunday afternoon, every night during the week when anything was on, basketball, hockey, football, then you'd be glued to the set.
But I like sports.
I hate sports. Well, if I didn't, I do now.
Well, I've seen you when you watch some sports events, and you like them.
I can watch the finals at Forest Hills or Wimbledon, and I like the last game of the World Series, maybe because I hope it's the last game. And I can only enjoy hockey matches because it amazes me what good skaters they are. And I like it when they have quarrels and beat each other with their hockey sticks.
Now, that is pretty sadistic.
I know. Maybe I'm just hoping they all knock each other out so I can talk to you once in a while.
Well, I'm really sorry, but it's awfully hard for me to understand why you can't get excited about sports.
Well, I'm just awfully sorry, but I can't. And I honestly just do not care about Joe Namath's batting average. I mean, it just doesn't...
Namath plays football, not baseball.
Well, all right, I don't care what he plays.
But lots of women love sports.
I never went in for sports myself. No sense of competition, maybe. I don't know what it is. Football just seems idiotic to me.
Football? Yeah. It's exciting.
I can't tell one player from another, dear. They get in huddles, then they crash into each other, and then they run around.
You don't understand. They have certain very intricate plays. It's like playing chess.
Honey, I don't like sports. I'm sorry, I don't. As I said, if I had any interest, you've killed it. You're at work all day, all week. I like to see you at night and on the weekends. Now, do you know that even when we've had people here, you tear into the living room, you turn off whatever they're watching on TV and put on a basketball or a hockey game, and you don't even apologize?
I don't?
No, you don't. You just assume that, of course, we all want to see it.
Well, what's the solution?
I have no idea. I really don't.
How come you put up with it all these years? You haven't said too much.
No, dropped hints, I should think.
I guess I didn't take them.
And as any loving wife, I wanted you to be happy doing what you wanted to do, watching whatever you want to watch on TV, but I mean,
you
really...
You changed your mind, huh?
Well, I just want to see you. I get lonesome. Does Jack Nicklaus mean more to you, for example, than I do?
Oh, don't be silly. It's not the person, it's the game.
Well, what's the solution?
I just asked you that.
Well, could you possibly pick just one sport that you like better than the others and then just concentrate on that one?
I like them all.
I know.
Well, what do you like?
Oh, I like to read. Books, magazines, articles.
But can't you read while I'm watching all these things?
I have been trying to read for years while you've been watching all these things. And somewhere along the line, I think we should be with each other and have something in common besides the garbage pickup. Whether or not I filled out my check stubs or what's happening.
Okay. I truly do see your point of view. I really do.
You do?
I do.
Yeah. Really?
Really.
No, I didn't like you at all half an hour ago, but I adore you now.
That's funny. I love you all the time. I felt terrible to think you missed Brockowski's touchdown.
Oh, dear. You know, it's too late to go to a movie. Let's do something, shall we? We haven't had a Scrabble game for ages. How about that?
Ah, that's great.
I'm not sure I can find a Scrabble board.
You always beat me.
Well, no, I don't. It's just because I read more than you do. Do you understand truly what I mean by always being glued to some baseball or basketball or tennis or golf or hockey game?
Yeah, of course I do. Of course I do, yeah.
I just like to be with you.
I know, darling. I know. And me, you.
Uh-huh, here's the Scrabble board. Now you put up the card table, and I'll get some more cards, and there's one piece of cake left that you can have, and I'll... Oh, honey, don't turn on the TV.
Well, the Russians are back for another hockey game, and we'll see what happens tonight. We're here in Montreal.
Robert!
Look, can't we play Scrabble and watch the hockey game? You said you liked hockey. Now, don't worry. I'll play Scrabble.
Here's the form, a good crowd on hand for the
game.
Well,
honestly, what is the use?
Little Things in Life has been brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Claro, to know you're the best you can be. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. To have and to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Daytrill. I compared labels. Daytrill has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrill can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrill, new from Bristol-Myers.
Julie, I haven't tapped it for years.
Mom, you're doing fine.
Oh, poor kid.
5 minutes, Claude.
Let's sit down. We're meeting your father for dinner. How do I look?
You always look pretty.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Especially your hair. Mom, the class is starting.
Oh.
Even when you can't hold up any longer, your hair can with Finalnet. Finalnet is not an aerosol. There's no wasteful propellant. It's concentrated to hold your hair all day. Finalnet holds up longer than you do.
Ginger! Ginger!
What?
Oh! You've been over that rug 3 times. You're going to wear it bald.
I suppose you're right, Cora. The room does look nice, though, doesn't it?
For the life of me, I can't see why city people think old dead leaves should be in the sitting room.
Betsy picked them. And, Cora, they do look nice, all those autumn colors.
I suppose. Kind of reminds me of our school days.
How do you mean?
Don't you remember how we'd put the fall leaves between pieces of wax paper and then iron them to decorate the schoolroom for Parents' Day?
Oh, yes. Now, most of the time, they buy things.
Times change. So do people. Things have to be different for your Betsy.
Let's have our second cup of coffee, shall we?
It's a good time. Well, have you and Marsh had a chance to talk?
Oh, we talk.
I mean, talk about what's souring both of you and hurting Betsy.
What about Betsy?
She's an unhappy girl, Ginger. She knows you and Marsh scrap, and it's hard on her.
I can't help it if her father is the kind of man he is.
A lot of the way Marsh is because of you.
Are you saying it's my fault?
Fault gets lost in the middle there somewhere, Ginger. What comes out is pure meanness.
That's a fine thing for a sister to say.
A sister knows you better than other people.
When Marsh and I were engaged, and we went back to visit the family at Burtonsville, I remember you saying something.
I say a lot of things. What was it this time?
You said if I didn't watch it, I'd have a hard time with him.
Well, I guess you can say that about any marriage when it comes right down to it.
I didn't believe you then. I was so happy to be marrying a doctor.
What made you think you were improving yourself so much?
What do you mean?
Well, Marsh is a fine man, not just because he's a doctor, but you act like the doctor part was something so big and so important, and that you got yourself a prize when you got him.
Well, I think I did.
In some ways, that's not a bad way to think. But you're putting yourself down. He's got a good woman in you, or he should have.
I worked hard so that he could finish medical school and become a doctor.
Well, that's a fine thing, and it's what you want. This is too bad you can't enjoy it more.
Mom! Oh, Mom, where are you?
Up here, Susie, in the attic.
Oh, in the attic? What are you looking for?
Come on up.
Hey, it's hot up here. Whew. Feels like summer more than October.
I just wanted to get some things out of storage, honey. Here, you can help me.
Well, those are your camping clothes.
Mm-hmm. Mine and your father's.
But we haven't been camping since last summer, wasn't it?
Here. Oh, let me help you.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Whew, it's hot.
Okay, that's everything. Let's adjourn to the kitchen. There's some fresh cookies.
I smelled them.
Oh, you didn't sample one?
Oh, not one, Mom. Honest.
Two.
Three. You said the magic word. Give the lady a brass ring.
Here, let's hang these things out to air.
Oh, Mom.
Well, it's easier than putting them all down and having to pick them up again. Besides, you've already had your cookies.
Well, where we put them?
Let's just put them on the fence here for a short while.
You didn't say what you wanted your camping clothes for.
Well, your father and I are deserting you and Jennifer, if you'll let us, for a long weekend at the cabin.
Oh, Mom. You know, it's so pretty up there now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, everything's out now. Let's sit down in the sun for a while. It's lovely. I know you've missed the cabin, honey. My studying through the summer put the whole family schedule out of whack, didn't it?
Oh, that's all right.
But let's plan a great old-fashioned Thanksgiving celebration at the cabin. Tell you what we'll do. We'll figure out a menu with some early pioneer foods that we'll cook in the fireplace. Hmm?
We can go for the whole weekend?
Mm-hmm. Bobby will be home from Harvard on vacation. We'll get him to do the wood shopping. That'll please your father.
We can have things like roasted corn and Indian pudding and... Hey, Jennifer can make the decorations. She loves doing
mm-hmm.
that. Mom, do you think maybe we could ask Betsy to come, too?
Well, won't she want to spend Thanksgiving with her mother and father? And if her Aunt Cora is still with them?
I don't know. Now, the way things are going at their house, Betsy's not sure she'll have a family at Thanksgiving time.
Isn't Betsy exaggerating things?
Yeah, she does that, but she says her father's been saying he might as well move out.
Well, your father says that every time I clean out his study.
Mom.
I'm sorry, but the same words in one family mean something entirely different in another.
And Betsy, she's blaming Aunt Angela.
She is?
Well, she likes her a lot. I mean, really a lot. But she says, well, maybe they wouldn't argue so much if Aunt Angela didn't see her father every day.
Well, they do work at the hospital, Susie.
Betsy knows that too, Mom.
Well, maybe things will get better.
Mom, the optimist. Oh, I promised Jennifer I'd meet her at the Bailey's house. She wants me to see the kitten.
Oh, she wants you to line up with her on that kitten question, I'll bet.
Well, she's already got one picked out. And a name.
I didn't hear the car drive in.
Oh. Well, I'll see you later.
Hey, Angela.
Hi, darling.
Oh, those two seem to be getting along much better now.
Well, what's your vote for a kitten's name?
I have a feeling I won't even be consulted. Jennifer works things like that out for herself. Oh, it's nice here in the backyard.
Oh, please, Angela. It's now called a patio.
Oh, I keep forgetting. Something strange, though. White clobbered houses with porches and attics and shutters don't usually have patios.
I know, but tell that to the patio generation.
Has your day been so brilliant that you can criticize my small effort at humor?
No, I don't think it has.
Angela, you said last night you wanted to talk about something. We never got to it.
Oh, it's nothing new. Just
More of the same. Marsh Foster? Yeah, I am. I had to deliver something to him, so I made a point of going into his office when I knew he wasn't there. But Ginger was there.
Oh, you are lucky.
I've been thinking about it, though. She knew I was telling the truth. The nurse came and mentioned the fact that she had told me Marsh was down on the fourth floor.
And it made no difference?
Not at all. Even when the truth is quite apparent, she refuses to see it.
Marsh certainly has a problem.
Well, if I moved away, it would solve mine, but he'd still have his.
You can't be seriously thinking of leaving.
I think about it seriously all the time. But it doesn't mean I'll leave, at least not right away.
Very seriously, Angela. Please, don't go.
I am.
Well, Jason and I are planning a romantic weekend at the cabin, and we were counting on you to take over our family responsibilities, as usual.
Well, then, you know I will.
Oh, good. You'll be here then.
Well, I said I would. Em, what else is it?
You must promise me, Angela.
I don't know if I will.
Well, then I won't tell you.
Oh, all right, all right. I promise, Em.
The numbness seems to be worse.
Oh? In what way?
Well, it just seems to last longer, I guess.
Have you told Jason?
No. And I don't want to until after the weekend. Now, you promise.
Emily, look, he's a doctor. You can't fool him.
Oh, you don't think so? Jason wants to believe I'm all right. And that's what I want him to think. A little while longer. Just a little while.
Has been brought to you by Final Net, the non-aerosol hair mist that holds up longer than you do. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.